we will roll right into our post-race media availability with your race winner, Shane Van Gisbergen, driver of the number 97 Trackhouse Racing Chevrolet. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a mic to you. We will start with Reed in the front and then...
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was pretty amazing day, really, to improve it as much as they did. I thought we were a lost cause. The guys did a great job making setup changes. And as soon as the race started, I still felt average, but I saw other people had similar issues or worse. And then that gave me confidence. And yeah, Stephen made great calls all day. And that group did an amazing job with the strategy and where I'd come out. And then even that last stop, coming out in front and being able to manage my tyres and manage that gap, it was really cool. A lot of pressure at the end. Chase was really fast, and I kind of thought I was good mid-stint when I was going easy and leaving, managing to gap him. And then the last 10 laps, I was really in a world of hurt. So, yeah, it got pretty tense at the end.
Come to the front.
Shane, over here. I know, obviously, last week,
not really. That's NASCAR. You kind of have to reset yourself every week and go again, and I'll have to do the same next week. I was pretty pissed for a couple of days and then switched my attention to this race. And yeah, we did pretty well all weekend. And to get both races certainly makes up for it a little bit. But yeah, we missed a lot of points last week. So great to get some back this one.
We'll go to Bob.
I mean, now I just have to do my best every week and keep improving. Don't do anything stupid, just accumulate points. And I can't get in stupid accidents like Pocono with people. And yeah, just, 10th to 15th is good enough for us and better if we can. And yeah, try and get stage points. That's always been something difficult I've found on ovals. So yeah, qualify well, start up front, and hopefully we get better. It's going to be consistent finishes every week, and having a points mentality will hopefully get us in there. I mean, it depends. Like, some weeks I find it, we can run 10th to 15th pretty easily, and other weeks it's a battle to run 30th. So yeah, as a team, we definitely need to be better and prepare as well as we can, and open practice will certainly help us next week. We can try some things, and I just need to keep getting better and make no mistakes, and it'd be really cool to point our way in. I mean, we just need to improve. I'm still the weak link as a driver, but I've got good teammates in the other cars and they're struggling as well. So we all, as a team, need to improve, and it's just going to come through hard work and trying to emulate what the other Chevys are doing. They've really stepped up the last couple of months, and we need to do the same. I still think we have an edge sometimes, but certainly today we didn't have the strongest car. And yeah, Chase was really good here last year too. We had to battle him for the win, and yeah, as I said, I felt good for a while, and then 10 laps to go, I started feeling my tyres start to slip, and yeah, I think he made an error with 4 or 5 to go, and I was like, okay, and then the next lap, I just saw the gap eating away, and I started shitting myself. But yeah, the 7 came out in front of me, and he was just wobbling all over the place and dropping wheels, and I thought, oh, he's saving tyres, but then he kept going off, so I don't know what was happening, and that kind of, every time I'd see him go off, then I'd slip the next corner on his dirt, so... That was a pain in the ass, but yeah, it happens.
Go to the middle.
Uh, I think you just get better with time. It's like me on the ovals. The more you do it, the better you're going to get. But yeah, this week aside, I feel like our car is getting better and better. And Watkins Glen, my car was unreal this year. And I think last week too, we had an amazing car once the track rubbered in. So yeah, hopefully we just keep improving as well. And we try and stay at the level we're at.
We'll continue in the middle.
I mean, yesterday I just learned that the tyres were just so sensitive to heat, especially the left rear, but I could overheat the left front and try and balance the car out. But yeah, today the tyres are a little bit different to yesterday. They don't recover as well, but they still get some grip back, but not all the way like the O'Reilly car does. But yeah, still worthwhile doing both races, you know, knowing how to prepare the tyres for the restarts and when to take off in the box, stuff like that. So certainly worth doing.
We'll take a question from the back.
Brian Twine, Bleacher Nation Professor. You know, you said you were about to mess your pants just with having Daniel in front of you slipping and sliding. Yep. Was there any worry about Chase, who was catching you by about a tenth and a half each of those laps going into the final turn yep. 11 on the last lap, that he would potentially give you the chrome more and move you?
I don't think he's that sort of driver, but if there was a lap or two more and he was, you know, he would have been closer, I would have been in trouble. And then, you know, I would have had to start defending and probably deserve to get moved. So I'm really thankful it wasn't one or two laps longer, but he's a guy I have a lot of respect for, and it seems to come back the other way too. Every time I race him, he's awesome to race against. So, yeah, I knew it would have been a good battle if he did get there.
We'll take a question from the middle.
Yeah, I spent the last 40 laps praying there wasn't going to be one.
Do we have any final questions for Shane? All right. Ooh. Thanks, Shane. Congratulations.
Thank you.